Welcome to Sustainable Talks with NNN, Nicolo Giusti and
Nicolo Duranti,
where we talk about sustainability in the fashion supply chain.
We interview the best players in fashion and challenge them to the real full sustainability.
From material suppliers to factories, designers, sustainable association and more. We want to make clarity if a fashion can be sustainable or not.
This podcast is sponsored by ourselves and no one else with our time, experience and fun.
We hope you have fun to listen to us and spread the word.
You can find us also in Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, LinkedIn and Twitter.
Just search us as Sustainable Talks with NNN and you will find us.
Have fun!
Nicola, how much are important the certification?
I think we have been misdriven by certification for many years. We gave them too much importance. We need to go over certification. The limits of certification, how far we have been responded to the wrong direction because of the certification. We should think out of the box. We should really find another way. So I think certification still important for big brands, for big corporations, because without, in a way, it's kind of security safety. But we have to go beyond that.
Good evening, everyone. Tonight we have with us another Nicola from France.
There is three Nicos, you see?
Yeah, the three Musketeers. Yeah.
That's a really a good start.
Nice to invite me, guys.
Nicolas, in my mind, is the king of denim, but is the most expert person that I know in denim. Is one really person that knows the material and the product 360 degrees. And we love to hear more from his side. What is denim? Can it be sustainable or not? So I want to start, Nico, with our usual question we do to everyone.
What is sustainability for you?
I don't really like the word sustainability. And I'm going to explain why. It's used all over, overused, over-communicated. And for me, the name or the what does it mean behind it? I think we lost this, and I'd rather to use a different name, and that's why I'm trying also to educate my peers or my colleagues or my teammates. I prefer to call it responsible. Responsibility to the environment, to the planet, responsibility to the impact we have in the industry. We're all always talking about environment, but also responsibility to the social aspect of the industry. Because we affect the workers, we affect the people living close to the factories. So I think it's more responsible vision and more care with these two angles, planet, environment, but also the people working in this industry. So responsibility.
You know, one of the common answers that we have at this question, sustainability means respect. And in certain essence, we can say that even for you, it's a respect for what you do and how you do it and for the people that does this.
As a brand or as a customer, we are the one asking for something. And I think it's important that we understand the how it's made and the consequences, the resources we are using. Going to talk probably tonight a lot about impact, environmental impact or metrics. But we need to be aware that we have a responsibility to that by the decision we make, by the ingredients we are going to choose and the recipe. Because I like to have also this metaphor. We are the cookers, the chef. It's very similar. You need really to have access to the best pure ingredient in the respect of agriculture or whatever. And after you need to find the best recipe behind the scene with the right kitchen, not the right factory, the right supply chain.
How did you get to denim?
I'm a textile engineer, so yeah, by coincidence, changing. My second job, I arrived to a French company and they were doing mainly denim. And that's why I learned over there. I stayed 4 years as a sourcing, production, quality, all the different supply chain responsibilities. I came back to other product categories. I did t-shirt, I did luxury, I did suits in Italy, I did a lot of things. But my heart came back always to denim. Because I think for me, there is something special in the denim industry. I think there is two things. The product, I'm extremely attracted to the product because it's extremely versatile. You can do so much creatively in terms of fabric, in terms of wash research, in terms of fit, in terms of design. It's very diverse, very rich, very complex. What also I really love, it's really the denim industry. It's really a very small, medium, big community, but there is really this sensation or this feeling you belong to a community with the spinners, with the mills, with the laundries. And for me, it's very dynamic. It's always this little rebel spirit, a little bit apart from the rest of the fashion, the textile industry. And I really like it. So I think it's close to my character, quite. You need to be active, you need to be full of energy, positive, and always on the edge.
When you explain, Nicolas, I find a lot of similarity with leather. And the people often actually associate leather with the polluting material because people think that the animal is raised and killed because of the leather. However, leather is a byproduct of the meat industry. But we always say it depends how the product is made. It depends the tannery and how it's made. How is it in denim? Because I have the feeling that's similar in denim.
I think it's very similar in denim with the wash process. I think everybody's focused on these big laundries, consuming a lot of water with a lot of chemicals. And that's the image that the people, the consumer or people have. And I think it depends with who you're working with. And I think it has been amplified by the press, by the media, by the social media. I'm not sure that denim today is more polluting than any other product categories. If you compare indigo dye or reactive dye with different fabrics, I'm obsessed now with impact, environmental impact measurements, data. We're going to talk about after, but I'm discovering things now with data science, how we can measure the impact of the product on the environment. And you can have surprises. Something that you did not expect. So I think it's a misperception sometimes. You guys with the leather, but I think it's the same with denim. It's very similar.
How do the industry today count LCA for denim? From growing the cotton to the end or only in the factory?
You need to have this holistic approach. You have no other choice. So I think you need to take from the seeds of the cotton from the start to the shelf, to the consumer, to the shop. Including all the transport, everything has to be assessed. But the problem with, I think the LCA approach is the right one, but the methodology and the heaviness of the calculation make the process extremely heavy. We need to find something in between, like a tool, very agile, but with very accurate database to make sure that you could assess, or you could even simulate already impact assessment, even before starting cooking, by choosing your ingredients. And by assembling your different process. So I'm working on this kind of tool, to be honest. In LCA, it's very expensive. It's very painful. It can take weeks, months. A few brands have done it for a few products, but we need something more agile, because we need to do all our collection. My objective is to really to engage at scale and not to do a capsule of five styles, but really to how we could have this very agile tool, but very precise.
And I think it's a tool that every, all the fashion industry needed. In leather is the same, polyurethane and PVC is the same, but also we need to have objective point of view and not bias. So that's one of the biggest issues of our industry.
We need to have data. Because the pure data, the primary data exists, is just the way you have access to it, the way you collect them, and also somebody from outside need to filter. This is the pure data. This is real data. It's not fake. The problem we have, it's linked to transparency in our supply chain. It's to make sure we have the real data, and the data we have is the correct one. And how to identify if the data is a good, bad level, or it's like a good, better, best, but you need to have also knowledge how to read the data.
And often what we see also in the fashion industry is that every brand has their own standard. Every brand calculates in a different way.
Not only the brand, but also the certification company. Every certification company has a different point of view, and it's a business, it's no more a certification. So
yeah,
it's a very, very complicated environment.
Do you think the fashion industry is moving towards more collaboration to find common standard, or there is still a lot of competition between the brands?
I think the last few years, I will talk about textile or fashion industry, you could see a few initiatives about collaboration between brands, collaboration between vendors, collaboration between peers in the industry. But I think it's just the beginning. We did a few things regarding circularity with some external people, but I think it's just the beginning. The problem of this big collaboration with different peers, you try to align, it's extremely difficult, still very extremely difficult. But I think the spirit of engaging key actors from the supply chain, key brands on very specific topics, also engage the government, the European community also has to step in, because we need the frame from the policymakers, but we need the official framework. We need to have also this lobby with the policymaker to make a statement, to make sure also the rules, because you know what's going to happen. It's European Commission is working on many new policies because the pressure is going to come from them. And I think that the big mistake we should avoid is they do the rules without consulting the experts. And there will be a completely disconnection between from the reality of the industry and where the policymakers want to go.
I would go back quickly for our knowledge. What is the most polluting process in the denim production?
The most polluting part, it's from the seeds of the cotton to the fabric. It's really the first part. Raising cotton fiber, spinning, dyeing. This is really the old part. And I think, if I remember the number, I think it's between 65% of the impact, environmental impact, is just there. So it means that after the whole process of cutting, sewing, washing, sending back to the customers, it's only a third in terms of everything, in terms of water, electricity, energy, carbon footprint.
And it's crazy that I think everyone around think that the most polluting part of producing denim is in the washing.
You know, it's because it's the top of the iceberg. This is the most visible one, but nobody scratched it. What's happening before? Before, not a lot happened the last few years, but at Contrario, in the laundry process the last 5 years, all our laundries make huge investments, and today the savings in terms of chemistry, the savings in terms of water, the recycling system, water treatment, some of the laundries, they can recycle 95% of their own water. If you see the netto amount of liters of water per pan today, it's ridiculous compared to 5-6 years ago.
It's similar to the leather industry, because no one think about the meat industry. Yes, let's not stop to use, let's say, South American leather anymore, because we want to attack deforestation. Yes, but guys, if you don't stop using the meat that comes from South America, you would never stop deforestation. It's this misconception of the public that think that by not buying a leather bag, you solve the problem.
And on this process, Nicola, how much are important the certification?
I think we have been misdriven by certification for many years. We gave them too much importance. And sometimes, brands' knowledge or brand expertise, we like to rely on third parties and certification, and the lack sometimes of curiosity and to really to go deeper or beyond the certification to understand how it's built, I think it's a big mistake. So we need to go over certification. And I think we have a few examples, probably in your leather world, in my learning world, the limits of certification, how far we have been, and we have been responded to the wrong direction because of the certification. We should think out of the box. We should really try to think by ourselves and try to find another way. That's why I'm obsessed with data, primary data, just to make sure we have a methodology, we have access to data, and we can measure. So I think certification is still important for big brands, for big corporations, because without, in a way, it's kind of security safety, but we have to go beyond that.
Can you guys trace your denim back to the farm, or is it impossible today?
The last 18 months, I'm deep diving in this direction. We are launching a program, Farm to Jeans. So yes, it's possible when you want to do it. When you have the wheel, when you have the curiosity, when you want to connect with the right people, you can do it. So we are experimenting now with two big cases. So we have direct access to the farm. We are involved directly with the farm and the mills. So it's a new triangle collaboration. We choose the typology of cotton we want. We are even involved in a cotton contract. So I think it's something I'm experimenting. I want to see how it goes. I'm super enthusiastic because you learn so much from the agriculture part. This is one of the massive impact or in terms of water, in terms of carbon sequestration. It's not easy to scale, but I'm trying to build a kind of matrix and how we can step in, because we have a good visibility with our mills. I know where do they buy. the fiber. Sometimes there is the traders in between, the merchant of cotton. And I think the next barrier is how to go beyond the merchants. But it's quite difficult because the world of cotton worldwide, it's so disaggregated. You have the Champions League of cotton with some of the countries. You have access to extremely refined data. And some of them, it's very gray. So at least we know the countries, but it's not so easy to have direct access to farm. But this is really a direction I really want to explore. And now we try to scale. Because we want to be involved in the cotton choices and the farm where it's coming from.
In leather, for example, we found a lot of issues to trace back to the farm, and following the leather step by step is still, there's a beautiful experience, but very, very limited.
What I'm trying to do is it's really to have this direct access with them to make some deals, but also mixing with, I'm obsessed with traceability technology to make sure also we mark this cotton to the specific part is marked with something, and we can really follow up all in the custody and the supply chain, all the steps we know is there. I believe in physical tracer / digital platform. I think this is the both world has to work at the same time to make sure whatever we buy, whatever we claim, so beyond the certification, it really happened and it's really there. I'm super enthusiastic. There is so many opportunities coming.
If you cannot prove things, it's all words, it's all papers. So I think that's a fundamental, that's also a fundamental part of the change we have to do.
So how is the consumer reaction to sustainability? Is the customer there and willing to pay a little bit more premium for their product?
I don't think sustainability has to be more expensive than plastic. I believe that if we do the right job, if we make the right decision, we make the right deals, we don't have to ask the consumer to pay more. So I think this is a misconception. Of course, there will be few costing more on if we add traceability technology, if we have few things, but the price should not be an obstacle for sustainability. I think we can drive both at the same time. The consumer is very sensitive. Yeah, I believe. I think a certain type of generation, like millennials or Gen Z, I think they are very concerned about the way we do. So yes, I think they believe they really engage about this topic. What we should do, us as a brand, or the way we communicate around sustainability. I think that we need to explore different ways to explain the engagement, the consumer engagement about how we can communicate the benefits, why the choices we have made in ingredients or in the process. I think we need to find another way to engage with this generation. The technical side, the complexity, or we have to make a different communication to really to engage emotionally with them, to come to this purpose or to these values or this not action but climate action, but try to find a different communication around that. I really believe it's a massive asset for the brands who are going to make it happen in the supply chain, but also the brands who can really engage in terms of communication in different levels. This is probably not my job. But I think there is a new era how to communicate around that.
What is missing in the fashion industry to the next step?
This alignment in how we measure, how we put pressure. There is many initiatives at this moment, and probably there will be more. There will be many impact tools. There is already too many impact tools, environmental, coming in the scene. I think we need somehow one day to sit down all together and to really try to find one direction, one topic, one methodology. We need to measure stuff. I think that's the danger. I think there is a lot of goodwill, a lot of awareness that we have to change the things. But the misalignment could be the reverse of the medal and could be unproductive. Because again, it's cacophonic today already. There is so many things happening, and even me as an expert, it's already confused. Imagine for the consumer, it's extremely complex. Probably policymakers have to step in to standardize also communication regarding to the consumer, because probably they are the only ones can put the rules, and this is the way we have to communicate. And it's happening in different industry, by the way.
So
why not the fashion industry?
Just to let, we started sustainable talks because we were frustrated by the old greenwashing was around the world.
And that's how we go ahead, Nicolas. Thank you very much. It was an amazing talk with you.
So amazing to meet you.
Thank you, guys.
Ciao.
If you like this episode and you would like to learn more about fashion and sustainability, check out the Sustainable Academy, a community of people like me and like you that like fashion and sustainability and they want to clean the greenwash. Sustainableacademy.org